This is Fresh Air. Years ago, Irish writer Anne Enright said that her writing practice consisted of rocking the pram with one hand and typing with the other. Whatever her method, it worked. She won the Man Booker Prize in 2007 for her novel The Gathering and a slew of awards since. Her new novel, The Wren the Wren, is about how the descendants of a famous Irish poet wrestles with his vexed legacy. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Has there ever been a novel or short story about a male writer who was a decent husband and father? I've been thinking ever since I finished Anne Enright's new novel called The Wren the Wren. It's a story about a fictional famed Irish poet named Phil McDarrah, who deserts his sick wife and two young daughters, a betrayal that reverberates into his granddaughter's life. Not all literary men have been cads in real life, but misbehavior makes for a more dramatic tale. That's certainly the case with The Wren the Wren, which, despite its precious title, is a tough, mordant story about the mess one particular great man of letters leaves behind when he walks out the door. After his death, Phil McDarrah is lauded as the finest love poet of his generation, which is, of course, a pre-Me Too generation, where poet predators grazed with impunity through writing conferences and classrooms. When Phil's first wife, Terry, is diagnosed with breast cancer, he quickly moves on to a beautiful American student destined to become wife number two. Many years later, Phil's younger daughter, Carmel, goes online and discovers a television interview with him filmed in the early 1980s, a couple of years before his death. In it, Phil reflects on his marriage to Terry, saying, "She got sick, unfortunately, and the marriage did not survive." Jaded Carmel sees through the theatricality of Phil's wet-eyed TV performance, but we're also told that Carmel thinks to herself that when her father died, a room in her head filled with earth. Each chapter of The Wren, The Wren is told from the point of view of different members of the McDarrah family. Every character commands attention, but it's Nell, Carmel's daughter, and Terry and Phil's granddaughter, who steps out in front of this ensemble. Nell is in her 20s, and her outlook is full of verve and possibility. She loves her grandfather's gorgeous poetry, excerpts of which, conjured up by Enright herself, are scattered throughout this novel. In a faint fashion, Nell is also pursuing a writing career. She's living in Dublin and generating online content for a travel site. As Nell tells us, "A year out of college, I was poking my snout and whiskers into the fresh adult air. At a nightclub, she meets a guy from the countryside named Phelim. He literally picks her up by standing behind her, pushing his thumbs into the base of her skull and cupping his hands under her chin." This technique should have triggered red alerts. But instead, it takes a while for the otherwise savvy Nell to catch on that Phelim is an abuser. Nell says, "I realize that every stupid small thing I said that first night we got together had landed somewhere wrong in him, and it rose up now as a taunt. He wasn't listening to me. He was storing it all up." The power of Enright's novel derives not so much from the age-old tale of men behaving badly, but from the beauty and depth of her own style. She's so deft at rendering arresting insights into personality types or situations. Here's a flashback to Carmel as a child, sitting at her father's funeral, listening to a fellow poet eulogize him. She's wearing borrowed black tights, which made her body feel tight and full of blood, like a tick. The other poet is pompously describing one of Phil's poetry collections as an ode to the wandering human soul, and we're told that he made it sound as though Phil had not left his family so much as gone traveling for his work. Phil was off arguing with Dante or with Ovid because someone had to do all that. If her father stopped writing poetry, then something awful would happen. The veil of reality would be ripped away. Enright packs into that passage both a child's adoration of an elusive parent and intimations of the disillusionment to come. The Wren is what is still sometimes called a small story. Small because it focuses on the emotional life of women. Through the force of her writing, however, Enright makes it clear that such stories are never small when they happen to you.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Wren by Anne Enright. If you'd like to get a peek behind the scenes of Fresh Air, subscribe to our newsletter. There you'll find bonus material about the interviews, staff recommendations, and highlights from our archives. You can subscribe at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.